And this is a self-hypnosis session to develop greater compassion for self, greater compassion for others. And so what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Find a comfy spot where you'll be able to sit undisturbed. Making yourself comfortable in this space, uncross your arms, your legs. Nestle your head into a comfy spot. Uncross your hands. Allow your shoulders to relax and drop. And slowly let your whole body relax. And throughout this hypnosis session, you'll continue to be aware of some sounds around you. You need not try to block out these sounds or force anything. Just allow things to flow freely without trying to control it or make it be a certain way. And you can take the messages from this hypnosis session that are most meaningful to you, and you'll be able to disregard the rest. So now, sitting comfortably with your eyes open, I'd like you to roll your eyeballs upwards without moving your head, as if you're looking through the top of your forehead, straight through the top, looking way, way up. Looking upwards, and then take a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it. The deepest breath you've taken in a long time, filling your lungs and your chest. Holding. And as you continue to hold that breath, I'd like you to close your eyelids over your eyes, looking upwards. So you're looking upwards under your closed lids. Holding your breath, eyelids closed, eyes looking upwards. Holding. And holding. And in a moment, I'll ask you to let that breath go and relax your eyes. But as you let that breath go, I'd like you to feel all the tension draining from your body. Okay, let your breath go. Relax your eyes. And exhale out any tension from any spot in your body. Just letting go of it all. Every exhalation will be an opportunity to relax more and more. And following your breath in and out, letting that become the center of your focus, the center of your attention. If ever your thoughts wander, just bringing it back. And as you do that more and more, you'll notice you're gradually increasing your focus and attention. Your absorption into this space and this experience will grow. And with that, your sensations of relaxation will grow more and more. And you'll find yourself drifting deeper and deeper inside. And your mind can drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. Wherever that is, real or imagined, a place you've been or you'd like to go. And as your mind drifts there more and more with every exhalation, you can notice more of the things in your safe, comfortable, happy place, using all of your five senses, the things you can see, hear, taste, smell, touch, using all of the senses with every exhalation. Allow your mind to drift off there. So all you really need to do with every inhalation and every exhalation, follow that breath fully in, filling your lungs and your chest. And with every exhalation, fully follow that breath out, releasing tension and tightness, and allowing your mind to drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And with every exhalation, you'll drift off there, going deep, deep inside yourself to find that part of you that knows you're special, that knows your feelings matter. Drifting deep, deep within so that you can enjoy the maximal benefits of this self-hypnosis session. And now, with every exhalation, your attention will go deeper and deeper, and your mind will drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place more and more. And you may be able to imagine yourself floating right through the furniture, the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay. And as you float and drift down or up, each breath will grow easier, more comfortable, more relaxing. So with every breath, following that breath all the way in, and every exhalation, following it all the way out. And as you do that with each and every breath, you'll notice how you grow more and more relaxed. And as you take your next breath in, breathing nice and deep and slow, into your ribs, into your lungs, your ribs expanding as you breathe nice and deep. And as you exhale, release any tension and tightness in the forehead, the cheeks, around the ears, and the jaw. Release that tension and tightness all the way down from the top of the head, over the face, the head, the neck, down to the shoulders. Just release it all. Taking another light, long, slow breath in. Breathing nice and deep and slow. All the way in. Comfortably, easily, feeling that wonderful sense of fullness in the chest. And then exhaling out, releasing tension and tightness from the shoulders, letting them drop down and relax between the shoulder blades. Any tension and tightness in the biceps, triceps, forehand and the hands, letting the fingers spread out and relax. Releasing any tension and tightness in the ribs, the chest and the tummy. And when you're ready, another long, slow, deep breath in. Enjoying that sense of fullness as you breathe in and releasing any remaining tension in the head, the forehead, the face, the cheeks, the jaw, the neck, the shoulders, the arms down to the very tips of the fingers, the chest, the tummy. Just blowing it all out, imagining it evaporate, dissipate, dissolve. Good. Very good. And as you take another deep breath in, releasing any remaining tension in the upper body, the lower body, the legs down to the tips of the toes. Maybe already sensing that sensation of floating down into the chair, furniture, bed, or floating upwards. Growing sensations of relaxation, allowing yourself to be curious. What those sensations are for you, your unique experience, be it lightness or heaviness, numbness or tingling, coolness or warmth, just notice it and with a pleasant surprise and curiosity. As you notice more and more sensations of relaxation, the small muscles at the corners of your mouth will begin curling up ever so slightly, making a smile as you enjoy the deep relaxation that's settling in with every breath. And as the deep relaxation settles in, stillness and calm, this is your time for a mental and physical holiday. Time for you to take some time out for you to just relax, to rejuvenate your mind and your body, taking time just for you. And as you relax more and more, the thoughts will slow down and a stillness will move in, a calm and a peacefulness. And the thoughts slow down so much as if you're not really thinking much at all. And that's so wonderful and enjoyable. It's so wonderful to just relax, to take time out for ourselves, to just be in this moment away from the busyness of our minds, the busyness of the world, just relaxing more and more. Taking a moment to just really enjoy the rhythmic nature of your breath, the soothing self-regulating, natural process of deep relaxation. And if ever your mind wanders, and it may, just gently bring it back to your breath, the sound of my voice guiding you as you glide easily, safely, deeper and deeper, more relaxed, more hypnotized. It's so nice to just simply let go and relax. And so in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 1 deep breath at a time. And as you let each breath out, notice how you sink down, more and more relaxed, more and more at peace, more calm, more still. Your mind drifting off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. The rhythmic nature of your breath, your regular breath, easy, comfortable, coming and going. So one, when you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good. And let it go. And an interesting, enjoyable experience. You will experience a feeling of floating like an autumn leaf in a gentle breeze, like a feather in the early morning breeze, floating down through the chair or upwards, just breathing and focusing on my voice. And 2, when you're ready, take another deep, deep breath in. And let it go. This time really let go of tension, tightness. Let go of thoughts and wondering. Just let go and enjoy. And as I count from 1 to 5, you'll notice gradually with each number I say, you grow deeper and deeper relaxed and more deeply hypnotized. Opening your mind the experience of deep relaxation hypnosis, so that I can give you suggestions that will help you feel more compassionate towards yourself, more compassionate towards others. So with each number I say, as I grow closer to the number 5, you'll notice more and more sensations of relaxation, whatever they be for you. Your mind will drift farther and farther away, and my voice will travel with you. But you'll notice you feel more calm, more still, more quiet. And then you'll notice how you enjoy this stillness, this quiet, unlike any other time. Things feel as if time has stopped. Good. Now three, a very full deep breath. Deeper in. Good. Now let go of everything but the comfort you feel in your entire body. Let the deep relaxation you feel spread throughout your body. Move easily to any spots of tension or tightness to bring ease and comfort and calm. A heavy or light feeling flows freely, and you can simply let go and relax. And four, another deep breath in. Good, just letting go. Not a care in the world. There's nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. This is time just for you, for your mind and your body to rejuvenate through deep relaxation, for your thoughts to slow, and everything to enjoy peace and calm and quiet. And five, a very deep breath now. Good, and just let that breath go. Good. And every regular breath you take, every word I say, you'll notice yourself drift deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state, into that calm, into that peacefulness, enjoying that mental and physical holiday just for you. While I take a moment to talk about mindfulness and do an exercise with you that'll help develop greater compassion for others and greater compassion for yourself. And in the last decade, research around self-compassion has simply exploded and has shown the benefits for individuals, all individuals. Self-compassion, other compassion, is a skill, an awareness we can develop so that we can too enjoy greater happiness, greater life satisfaction, more motivation, closer, more meaningful relationships, better physical health, less anxiety, and less depression. That's what the bounty of research proves. So self-compassion helps us to develop resilience so we can cope with the stresses of life. So taking a moment while I'm quiet to reflect upon how self-compassion could be beneficial to you. How could it help you in your day-to-day struggles, find greater happiness, satisfaction, more meaningful relationships, less anxiety, depression, greater physical health, a greater well-being as we're more compassionate with ourselves, more compassionate with our others. We can be more genuinely ourselves. So as I'm quiet, take a moment to think about how self-compassion could be beneficial for you. And essentially, self-compassion involves treating ourselves like a friend, treating ourselves like we would treat a friend, extending kindness to others who cause us distress. When we struggle, when we are threatened in some way intellectually, our reputation is threatened, our respect, or we feel judged, or we judge ourselves. When we struggle in these various ways, we enter into the stress response. The flight, fright, freeze response. And with the flight, fright, freeze response, the stress response, certain neurochemicals, hormones are released throughout the body that make us go inwards, that make us more critical, more judgmental. When someone does something distressing, or we do something distressing that we perceive is distressing, we go into the fight of the stress response and become self-critical. Think of times where you've gone into the fight response and become self-critical. And often we go also into the freeze response. We can become self-absorbed. We ruminate. We dwell on everything. And usually in a critical way. And because of that, we go into the flight response. And we isolate. Either physically, verbally, emotionally, we hide. We hide from others in our homes, or we hide in social settings and don't speak up. We say less, comment less, we're less ourselves. We hide. So when we're distressed, it's natural, human nature to go into the stress response, the fight, the critical. The freeze, the self-absorption, the flight, to self-isolate. The strongest thing that can help us come out of this shame spiral is self-compassion. Research has shown that time and time again. Self-compassion is the antidote to shame. Self-compassion helps us understand the common humanity, the sharedness of our experience. Self-compassion helps us bring kindness. Self-compassion helps us bring awareness and mindfulness. Self-compassion is the antidote to this shame spiral. So think for a moment. When you're distressed, how you enter the same shame spiral. Take a moment as I'm quiet to think about how it feels in your body to go into this shame spiral, to this fight where you're self-critical, this freeze response where you're self-absorbed in your thoughts, and this flight where you isolate, you hide inside or physically. You and I both know how destructive it is, what a spiral it is, and it's hard to get out of. Our inner critic wants us to be happy, but it doesn't know how to go about it. So it uses the only thing that is instinctual, to criticize, to condemn, to judge, with the hopes that it socializes us and helps us to remain part of the herd. But this criticizing isn't motivating. This criticizing doesn't lead to the kind of change we're hoping for. Instead, what does lead to change is self-compassion. It's a built-in system of caring, an innate capacity we all have to be soothed by warmth and affection. It's not easy when we're distressed to bring warmth and affection to ourselves or to others. But it's what a mother does for a child, be it human or animal. This innate capacity to care soothes the inner critic, soothes the shame spiral, this self-compassion, this caring. We can be so horrid to ourselves and to others, beat ourselves up, use cruel language. We can numb out, avoid through food or alcohol. Anxious and restless, we get stuck in rumination. All of that is the stress response in response to a perceived threat. But self-compassion is the cure to the shame spiral. The more we can walk towards the shame, face it with compassion and kindness, the more we can move through it. So now that you've brought back the memory of what it feels like for you to be in this shame spiral, to criticize, to judge self or others, to feel that harshness, that separateness, that self-absorption, that isolation. You can see or feel how small you feel or it's towards others, how angry, how bitter, how tight you feel. Bring that all back to mind. Notice your distress, the anxiousness, the sadness, the anger, the judgment, the embarrassment, the feelings of worthlessness, differentness, separation, disconnectedness, less than. Connect with it all. Feel it in your body. Feel how small you felt. Isolate what it is you wanted most. Notice how strong you wanted it. And we all want different things. Sometimes it's acceptance, respect, acknowledgement, a sense of importance. This is a shared, common experience for all humans. We all want to feel like we matter. We count. Notice what you wanted to feel capable, competent, belonging, importance. It's interesting that the more we want something, the more pressure we bring to it, the more insistence, the more critical we are, the farther away it gets. Take a moment to think about how strongly you wanted it and how far away it felt. Take a moment to understand why you yearned for it so much. Why did you need it so much, so strongly? Why did it feel so desperate? It's important to realize the more desperate or the more pressure we put, the harder it is to attain something. The more compassion, patience and kindness you can bring, the easier it is to attain something. So as you face these emotions, these desires, these wants, the recollection of this experience, take a moment to reflect upon how common it is to want these things. How common it is to feel these feelings, this anxiety, sadness, anger, frustration, isolation, belonging, all of it. Recognizing the common shared humanity of your desire is the first step in developing self-compassion. What you want, everyone wants. What you feel, everyone feels. Yes, we all feel things in different degrees, in different situations. But your feelings are universal. Your desires, your experiences, at some point in time, most of us share them. Allow yourself to become aware of how common, how universal, how shared these feelings are, these desires, these wants. You are no different than anyone else. So being mindful is the second step to self-compassion. Mindful of our feelings, mindful of our hurts, mindful of our interpretations, our beliefs, our wants, our thoughts, mindful of our sensations and emotions in our body, the somatic experience. Mindful of how anxiety, sadness, anger is hijacking us. So in this situation, being mindful, showing yourself now some compassion. Compassion for your experience, some kindness. If it were a friend experiencing this, what would you do for them? What would you say? How would you comfort them? Show yourself that same compassion now. Show yourself some kindness. When we extend the same compassion to others, recognizing their shared experiences, when other people hurt us, cause us distress, it's often more challenging. But that's when it's most important. If somebody is critical or judgmental, it's more likely they've experienced judgment and criticism, either growing up in their relationships now, or they place it upon themselves. Intense perfectionism, judgment, criticism is a harsh way to live. So even though it doesn't feel good and it's hard, see the person who's judgmental, who's critical, whose tongue is sharp, or who's indifferent, who doesn't do anything to calm or soothe when they could, who doesn't demonstrate graciousness or humility, patience or understanding. They are struggling just as you have struggled in your past, just as you may struggle now with judgment. All humans judge. It's just a matter of awareness and bringing compassion to it. It's hard to do. It takes work. It's an advanced skill. So as you bring compassion to yourself, you can bring compassion for others. Picture that person now, the distress they've caused, the pain. Yes, we may have wanted approval, belonging, acceptance. But for some reason, it was hard for them to give. They needed control versus being vulnerable. They needed to judge versus being accepting. They needed distance versus closeness. They're guarded for a reason. They're defended for a reason. Whatever it might be, hard to know, but you can extend some compassion. Compassion is not the same as forgiveness, condoning. You can forgive somebody without condoning their behavior. You can dislike their choices, but forgive it and let it go. You can bring compassion and not truly understand it. But you can trust that there has to be something in the shared common human experience that is giving rise to this distressing behavior. So in that knowledge, you can bring compassion, forgive it, let it go, and still not condone it. Still, you would choose to live differently. Seek out different experiences, companions, situations. If in that situation, you might have handled it differently. And that's okay to see those distinctions. So extend that same compassion through understanding the common humanity of their experience, even when it's different than yours. You can show compassion without condoning. You can forgive without condoning. You can let it go. So as you bring these situations to mind, extend compassion each to the different people that have caused distress, different situations that have arisen that have caused distress either through your own judgment and shame or that of others or the perception of it. Can you allow yourself to take a courageous step forward by letting go of these memories? Letting go of the pain, letting go of the anger, the resentment? Do you need to hold on to it to protect yourself? You can let go of their mistakes. You can let go of the discomfort you experience. You can let go of the judgment you made of yourself. You can let go of the shame or the perceived judgment of others. You can show yourself compassion for the difficult nature of that experience. You can soften, let the ice cube melt, let it soften. Bring kindness to it. Let it soften and you can let it go. And allow it to drift away with each exhalation. And allow yourself to bring in peace and forgiveness. You need not hold resentment. You can protect yourself without it. You can trust your instincts. You can find safe places, safe environments. You can be patient with yourself. You can allow yourself to grow. You can be compassionate and caring. You can open yourself up to a whole new world of happiness, carefree, where your genuine self, accepting yourself more and more. Greater ease, greater flexibility. This will become part of your awareness. So as we close out this exercise, wherever you are, whenever you want, are tempted to move into the shame spiral, to enter into the fright, flight, freeze response, to criticize, become self-absorbed and isolate, to start that shame spiral, increasing anxiety, depression, separateness, judgment, anger. Bring mindfulness of the emotions to the experience. Stop everything. Recognize the common humanity of what you want, of your emotions, of your desires, of your experience. And bring some kindness. Recognizing this is a moment of suffering. Suffering is a part of life. May I be kind to myself. May I learn to accept myself as I am. Forgive myself. May I be strong. May I be patient. May I give myself the compassion I need. May I accept myself as I am. May I learn to accept myself. The harshness, the criticalness is familiar. Compassion is unfamiliar. But it's this gentle ease that allow you to grow, allow you to change, allow you to be more vulnerable, more your genuine self. This patience, this forgiveness, this acceptance, this compassion will allow you to grow. Take a moment and reflect upon what that means to you. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5 and you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. Much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1. Two. Three, more aware, more alert. 4, feeling that gentle ease of compassion, that flexibility of compassion, the patience of compassion, the self-acceptance of compassion, deeper and deeper, more and more. 5. Feel that patience, that acceptance, that ease, that growth. A willingness to forgive self or others. A willingness to bring compassion to self and others. And 5, you can open your eyes when you're ready. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Come back to the room around you.